Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
She is one of America's best-known actresses. Some have called her the most beautiful woman in the world. Today, Angelina Jolie wrote a letter to the New York Times explaining why she decided to have a double mastectomy in the hopes, she says, of reaching other women who are facing the same difficult decision. You see, Jolie's mother died from breast cancer at the age of 56, and she carries the faulty gene that puts her at high risk. Dr. Kristen Fernandez is a surgical oncologist and a director of the Breast Center at MedStar Franklin Square Medical Center, and she joins us now to talk more about it. Dr. Fernandez, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
First of all, I'm just wondering what your reaction was when you heard about this today.
Well, I was a bit surprised at the way that she had everything done and then sort of announced it. But it's a good thing because it really creates awareness to the general female population.
Now, she has said that I think she tested positive for the BRCA1 gene, and there's also a BRCA2 gene. Now, yes. I'm sure there are a lot of women right now thinking to themselves, should I be tested?
So here's the thing. When you look at all the newly diagnosed breast cancers in the United States today, only between 5 and 10% are associated with a gene mutation. So it's actually the minority of breast cancers that are associated with a BRCA1 or 2 gene mutation.
But how would you know unless you were tested?
There are a couple of key things that trigger testing, and in particular, young women diagnosed with breast cancer, so anyone diagnosed under the age of 50. If someone has bilateral breast cancer or a family history of young breast cancer, which is the case with Angelina Jolie, any families that have male breast cancer, or if someone is diagnosed with what we call a triple negative breast cancer under the age of 60. So there are some key features that trigger testing.
Is it easy to get the testing? Does your insurance cover it? Is it expensive?
Fortunately, the majority of insurances do cover this testing. It is an expensive test. The test itself costs about $3,600 for the full panel of testing. But what the what we're coming to realize is about 90% of insurances, the person has just a copay of less than $100. So for the individual cost for the patient, it is not a lot. In Maryland, Medicare and Medicaid both cover testing. So we're very fortunate. If someone is found to have a gene mutation within their family, then other relatives can get tested just for that mutation. We call that single site testing. And that costs just under $400.
Is it, she said she had an 87% risk of breast cancer once she found out she tested positive. Is that the standard?
Yes. So for a BRCA1 gene mutation, we say up to 87% lifetime risk of breast cancer. And there's also an elevated risk of ovarian cancer, up to about 40%. Now, the general population, if you talk about your average woman, she has a lifetime risk of breast cancer at 12.5% compared to 87%. And the lifetime risk of ovarian cancer is about 1.5%. So that's these are some significant increases in developing these cancers.
Do you think after Jolie's revelation today that you'll be fielding more calls?
We will. And what will happen is the majority of calls that we get, most women overestimate their risk of breast cancer. I tell all of my patients, even my newly diagnosed patients, most women die from heart disease. That's the number one killer of women. That's not to say they shouldn't be aware of their breasts and try and do things to reduce the risk of breast cancer and screening studies for early diagnosis. But
all right.
I think that most women will overestimate their risk.
Dr. Kristen Fernandez, I apologize, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a big story today. I know a lot of people are talking about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.